What's up, welcome back, guys?
It's what's up or is it welcome back?
That's which the one? Thing. I was trying to trick you.
I know you were because I'm trying to say the same thing you're saying.
Oh, man.
Okay, we are welcome back. This is episode 8. We are doing a drive time podcast, driving to an event we were both going to, and we're like, hey, let's record. So
every time we get together, we should, right?
Yeah.
We talk about how we're so difficult to get together, so
I think it's better you're together, you could actually see the motions and the facial expressions. We could do it on like webcam, but it's different being together, you get better audio. So about the audio, we are using my mic that I bought. It's cool that it works, but you will hear background music probably from the air conditioner or the drive or if we get into an accident.
A little bit of wind noise.
Knock on wood.
Not getting into an
so,
accident.
So, no, we tested it. It sounds pretty good. So, we're using that. And, yeah, we're driving.
Driving.
So, we are on our way to a wedding rehearsal dinner. Thursday. We just posted episode 7 yesterday. Let's start with that. That was, like, a fiasco and a half trying to get up. So, we post every Wednesday. And I tried to get the...
Yeah, you were awake until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 in the morning, I was still trying. We got done with the podcast at 12.
Was it that special effect at the end of the podcast when it was like, press this button now, 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 or whatever it was? You did something at the end of the podcast. You
what?
Like, I heard something towards the end. Maybe...
There was
something there.
No, at the end was something like about the outro or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
No, in the beginning I added, if you saw it, I added the clip,
yes,
but
I know,
we
yeah.
forgot to record. So, yeah, no, I that wasn't the part that took me a long time. I mean, it added some time to it, but when I was all said and done, I tried to upload it, and it's like you're above the maxed allowed volume. Capacity for uploading.
Like
so,
the bandwidth and everything?
Yeah, it was too big of a file, so I did the file at a lower bit rate to shrink the file a little, and now I was within the limits, yet I still couldn't upload it.
Okay, so let's go ahead and go right into it now so that we don't waste any time. Death penalty.
Well,
abortion.
Well, we ended episode 7's podcast with like controversial topics like religion and transgender, and so we were just like, this is where this is coming from. He wants to go back into these topics
because it's one of those topics that are like, it could go on and on and on.
Well,
because technically there's really no right or wrong, right? Because if there was a right or a wrong, then and there wasn't any opinion on it, then the issue would be like, hey, this is the way that we're going to do it. Like if it's 2 + 2 = 4, or there is a presence of God, boom, then that means all you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a debate if there was a right or wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, in people's eyes, there really is a right and wrong. Like, they'll say, like, abortion is not allowed no matter what.
Well, how do you feel about that, though?
Well, what are we doing? Death penalty, abortion?
What do you feel like talking about?
Either or. Death penalty, I'm for it. But, you know, you got to make sure that they, you know, that they're the right person. Because I've seen a lot of people get convicted and they're not. So,
what do you mean by that?
You ever heard of, what's that project? It's called Innocence Project.
You mean they killed the wrong person?
No, Innocence Project is a company that just is around to free, you know, people in jail.
On death row?
Probably on death row, but whoever that was wrongly accused. And they're getting people out after, like, you know, tons and tons of research, 10 years later. And yeah, they get them out, but they're like, you know, how many years are wasted in their life and their time?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's people that are wrongly convicted. Did you ever watch that series on Netflix? Was it How to Be a Murderer? What was it?
How to Be a Murderer.
No, not How to Be a Murderer.
I know what you're talking about.
You know
the
talking
guy
about?
From Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How to Make a Murderer.
Yeah,
something
the
like
Making
that.
A Murderer or something.
Something
that was
like
pretty
that.
Good.
They
but,
did
you know,
like
it's
a follow
very
up.
Bi-
and he's out now,
yeah.
isn't he? That kid. The kid.
The stupid one.
Yes.
Yeah,
I wonder
it's
what
very
he's
biased
up to.
Though, so it's like, whoa, it makes it look like he's innocent, but apparently there's some stuff that they left out, and it's to make it a more interesting episode.
Let's not talk about, like, the actual, like, oh, well, death penalty should be illegal because, or it should be legal because the justice system might fuck up. Let's just talk about the whole entire concept of it. Meaning, you did me wrong, should you be put, or like, you did somebody wrong, should you be put to death?
Well, it's obviously, wow, look at this. Yeah, these guys are like...
pretty close. Yeah. Dude, we're driving right now and there's a truck, a Dodge 4x4. This guy's like, I am not letting you in. I'm just going to stand firm with my... what was it got? Some kind of like mohawk or like... what's that haircut?
Now they're doing road rage hand gestures, I know, right? At each other. No, I think it's not like you did me wrong. You didn't pay me back. You owed me $200 and you didn't pay me.
No.
2 years.
Okay, let's talk about... penalty. No. The worst case scenario. I'm talking about the worst...
If they
murdered your mother.
Worst case scenario, and whatever they get sentenced, if the judge or whoever sentenced them and obviously it's appropriate, yeah, sure. I don't have anything against it. I don't think that person should definitely die, but...
Well, honestly, you just said you're for it, and now you're saying you definitely don't think that
person... No, I'm not saying that it was like, death for you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, you know, if that person was, you know, guilty of whatever he did, and that was his sentence, I'm okay with that. As long as that person is the right person.
Of course. Again, we're just talking about, you know, the whole entire principle of death penalty. See, it's tough. And for once, I think I'm actually going to be the one that's going to be like, oh, I don't know. Because it really is one of those situations where, like, you really don't know until it happens to you. Because
it happens to you, it's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to do anything like
that. I'm talking about, like, if you're ever faced with that situation, then you got to kind of decide then and there.
What do you mean, faced with that situation?
For example, I'm talking about, like, okay, something... catastrophic happens to like your loved one, and now you're in the situation where you got to be like, okay, well, do you want to put this guy to death or do you want to shoot that
but
person?
Most of the time it's not like a revenge killing and I'm a vigilante. I get that scenario, and
we can talk more about that, right?
It's like friggin', like, I'm just a crazy shit bastard. I walked into a bank and shot people. I didn't work there, they didn't deny me on a loan, I'm also a pedophile. It's a situation like that. It has nothing to do with
all those things impact somebody's life, right, negatively. Usually it's murder of some
sort.
That's
not the answer.
What I'm trying to say is that I don't know if death penalty is a good way. It's kind of like, you know...
So was it okay that he did what he did and killed?
Again, I'm not necessarily taking sides over here for once. I'm not.
People think this is probably scripted, how we're always like... against each other, I mean, it's good because it gives us conversation and stuff.
No, we could actually agree. For once,
we agree on nothing.
We agreed. That's the end of the podcast. We'll see you next week, and that's that. No, but, like, it's very difficult, especially when I'm, like, I try to teach my son to be like, okay, well, if somebody does bad to you, don't necessarily do bad to them because that's not going to make you a bad person. Right, so wouldn't this be kind of like in that situation?
Well, because now they did something bad. And it wasn't bad like I stole your milk. It was bad.
I get it. Okay, there was a... this reminds me of this other story that I heard or watched on the news. And this is very radically important for you to at least listen to. So it was something to do with, let's just say, a drunk driver that killed somebody and... that person that died, that person's spouse, had the decision of like thinking like, okay, this person was clearly drunk, he killed, so should that person in that state, in that capacity, like it was a really violent crime, should that person, why not?
Why not? Because that's not the right way to handle it.
Let's just say it was the absolute worst case scenario ever. He straight up was so drunk and he just ran him over.
You should not do that.
You're saying that he shouldn't die?
What do you mean he should?
I'm asking, should
not go kill the other guy because he killed his family in a car accident.
No. I don't mean that. I mean the person that did the driving, the DUI,
the person that killed,
should he? Let's just say
what was his sentence? Let him go through the system. He goes through the courts.
I'm talking about if you were in the spouse.
No, I'm not the judge and jury. Like,
we're
he needs
talking
to go
about
the system.
Position. Of course.
No, that's
the system's already in place.
When we're saying guns are legal. I'm not saying that means it's legal to kill somebody. You're like jumping hoops. You can't. No. You have to go in so through the system.
Right.
So no, let's flip this situation. You want to talk about family or whatever? Okay. And should I teach my son? What if it was your son? This guy went into a school like Columbine.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how I'd feel about that because I don't.
It's okay that you go kill this guy, but I'm saying if he goes through the system,
I think you think that we're talking about the death penalty as like I'm gonna be the Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in and going in and killing this guy. No, I still.
What are you saying? Okay, maybe I'm not following. So okay,
What we're saying is, should the death penalty be a sentence to the bad guy? Let's just say.
To the bad guy, should it be? If it is.
Okay, drunk driver.
If it is, your death sentence is not like death sentence for you. You stole, death sentence for you. You killed, death sentence for you.
We're talking about
drunk driver, death sentence. It's not.
Obviously, there's a category.
The judge will make, or whoever deems that, or whatever the law is in that state or that town or whatever, how it works, going through the system, if it is warranted, then yes.
We're talking. Okay, what
about this? Is it warranted? Is that part of the system?
No. Well, we're talking. Right. Exactly. We're talking about the merits of the death penalty in the first place. Should it be as? Because you know, not all states allow the death penalty, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously,
so if you're in a state that allows it,
well, let's just, it regardless of the
for
state,
a, for a how incident do you feel? Of a how traffic,
do you, how do you
or
feel?
Whatever?
How do you feel about it?
I'm totally fine with it.
That's.
But tell me a scenario where it's not okay. If it's allowed in the laws and in the state, and this guy did something really wrong, guilty.
Okay, we're talking about the law, and now you're talking about politics, and now you're talking about all these other, like, why laws are put into place. It's not necessarily because they're trying to better humanity. Like, speed limit, I'm probably speeding
now. Getting that guy off of the streets. And also,
so why not put him in jail for life? It's actually cheaper.
Speaking of all that, jails are worse because jails are like a business. They're just putting people in there to make money.
Yeah.
And it's overcrowded. Yeah. And they're putting people in there for like stupid shit where like weed. And weed's like legal now in some states.
Yeah.
So it's a business. So should they be kept in jail? Probably not. And jails, I've seen whole specials on jails and the learning and what they limit and what they don't do. And so, even Guantanamo.
Okay, so without getting to that, right, what I'm saying is the death penalty, I kind of feel very...
Where are you coming from?
Undecided.
Why don't you talk about what you think?
I'm undecided. Okay, and here's why, okay? I'm undecided because, number one, I'm not in that person's shoes, right? It hasn't happened to me. It hasn't happened. So I'm just talking about like if something really bad was to happen to somebody
shoes.
I love.
In the person of the murderer's shoes. You're not in the murderer's
no,
shoes.
No, I'm talking about the victim's like loved ones or whatever.
Why do you have would to be I in want, their shoes?
Because that's what the shoes I'm in to see if, to rationalize if death penalty should be appropriate for that situation. That's what I'm talking about. So in that regard, I just don't know unless I'm in that situation. So I'm very undecided about this now. That's what I'm trying to say.
Why you have to look at it from their shoes? What about your shoes?
Well, Well, I am. Listen, you don't. In order for me to be in those shoes,
Let's say it happened to you. Let's say somebody runned and gunned your whole family.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
There's no reason.
Okay, that is
you're just a psycho guy, and you were in the wrong place, wrong time.
Okay, that's where. Okay, so I'm alive. My family's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a title. You know.
So you're judging it off of the situation,
of course.
And not necessarily the. It is what it is itself. It's already in place. It's like it's happening and it's done. And it's like, are you for it or against it? Because it's not. It's in place. It's already happening. It's
right,
not
but
like,
still, there are still like your perspective on if you think it's appropriate or not appropriate or things along those lines. So what I'm saying is, I'm undecided because I'm not in that situation, and perhaps if I was, and here's the other, I guess the other side of the story. Not only am I undecided in that regard, I also feel like to the other spectrum is that I think death penalty is letting the guy get away too easy, right? Don't you think it's also letting the guy get away? Okay, because now
I can agree with that. See, we agree with something.
My reason for saying that is
death penalty for you. Motorcycles in and out of the traffic that we're in.
Okay, so my reasoning for that is this, okay? number one, he gets to go through that legal system where he's not going to, it's not like he's going to die in like next 3 months, 6 months. It's going to be at least a couple years,
yeah.
Right? He's got to go through that whole entire judiciary process. And then on top of that,
but he gets, also, he has 3 years to think about he's going to die.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Okay, but do you think so? Because you don't know when you're going to die.
You're trying to argue, well, how does he feel? And does he have enough time to feel it?
No.
And is it letting him off too easy? No, it's just,
that.
You know what? That fucker is a pedophile, and he killed somebody for no, and da-da-da-da-da, he should die.
Okay.
He should die.
You didn't even hear where I'm coming from with this. Okay. What I'm saying is that it's actually unfair for him because he actually has it out easy. He's getting way easy because now he knows when he's gonna die. You and I don't know when we're gonna die. And then on top of that, he can just run the whole entire judiciary system, waste the money, go through appeals and everything else.
You're talking about the psychology of it, of course.
And he gets a very friendly death.
Okay, so what would be? Well, should we torture him to death? So it's not, he's getting off easy?
But what, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Should we? I mean,
well,
what if this guy...
Torture's a little bit, you know.
What if this guy tortured a ton of people, including your family, that he murdered beforehand? He raped your family and then tortured them and then...
Yeah, you know what? We get to kill them in a death penalty the way that they killed their victims. So if he ate them...
So an eye for an eye.
We have to eat him.
An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
I just don't think that way.
No, I don't know. Now you're getting too crazy with it. It's just like yes or no with the death penalty for me, and I'm fine with it. I don't know. Tell us what you guys think. Tweet us if you guys don't know my Twitter by now. Broken Record.
We should do this as like an ongoing thing to always announce our Twitter.
Yeah, we should get like people walking by like, what do you guys think? We're doing a podcast right now. Tweet me at @DayCallMeGio. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, tweet me too, man. Tweet me, Insta me. Hey, speaking of which, did you hear that Jake Paul song?
Which one? He's got 18,000.
I think the most recent one would be like the haters. He's in a grocery store. He's like, they're hating, but they're not on my Insta. They're not on my Snapchat or whatever it was. It was actually pretty catchy, and I'm not necessarily a Jake Paul fan, but like from entertainment perspective, yeah, it does.
No, I watch him not religiously, but I watch him.
Do you subscribe to his channel?
We need to have Jake Paul conversation at least every one of our podcasts. He's so hot right now. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, and it's so funny. He was like, the girls would do things for pop tags. Did you hear about that? So he had one episode where they always do like who's a better kisser. One of the episodes was me or my dad. So they got this like 16-year-old girl, 18, maybe she's 18. She had to be because this guy's older, his dad, obviously. And they were like, okay, you're going to kiss two people and you have to say who's the better kisser. So she's blindfolded. And the guy was like, yeah, she's totally down. She said she would do it for a pop tag. And they had to explain what a pop tag is. I'm like, what is that? Once you're in Jake Paul's vlog with millions of viewers, other people, if they like you, they're going to follow you. So they put a little tag with your name on it. And because of that, you'll go up at like 20,000 subscribers overnight or 20,000 followers overnight because there's a pop tag. There's a name on you. But yeah, no, he's just so smart. Like he's getting people to do things for free because you get a shut out on Twitter or whatever. He's just good at what he does.
He's killing the game, man.
Yeah, and you just do enough where it's like not illegal and it's like people want to watch you because your life is interesting.
Yeah, but he's being criticized heavily by a lot of the other YouTubers, right?
No, not at all.
They respect the fact that he's grinding and making comedy and content.
H3 makes fun of people, but when they do, they make fun of people in good taste and they're actually friends. So he makes fun of people and then they like tweet each other and they're friends behind the scenes.
I heard
but
that.
So H3 is making a podcast about a video about them, but H3's subscribers are going to go up because everybody wants to see what he's talking about and they'll hate on him. See, on the internet, YouTube, bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, it's always kind of like you scratch my back, I scratch your back, and they're somehow setting it up in the back end. So that's cool, I guess. So we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, right.
If not, we're just gonna dab on them haters.
Dab on them haters.
So dumb.
Jake Paulers.
How fucking conceited are you to have, like, you know how people are called, like...
What are we gonna call our army?
The randomer?
The randomer. No, we're two random dudes, so.
So two random dudes?
You are dude and dudettes. You are
no, that's
dude
dumb.
Army.
That's, dude army. No, that's you, dumb.
Our randomers.
The Aragangans.
Randomizers.
Arugans.
No, we're passing a restaurant called Arugas. It's new.
You ever been
Grill House and Sports Bar. No, I've been to Texas Roadhouse. That's new. It's like just open.
I know what we're going to call them because we're going to do a dance and we're going to hop around. We're going to call these people the IHOPers.
Because now we're passing an IHOP.
No, or we just call them lazy boys because, you know, they could naturally just be a bunch of lazy listeners. They're random, so they're lazy
boys.
Or
let's call them Exxon Mobil.
That doesn't even make sense.
We didn't pass it, but...
Yeah, we didn't pass it at all.
You probably thought we were passing one, that's why. Wow.
Let's call them the Kia-ers.
So, we're at 20 minutes. Should we talk about another... Are we done with that topic?
I think we are, but from now on, we need to just cut right into topic instead of talking about like, oh, we had technical difficulties. Let's just go right into it. Topic.
Well, no.
Boom.
I mean, we talk about what we talk about. Like, you get to know us and what we're doing and stuff.
Okay, well, let's talk about your show. I got something very important to talk about. We got 4 minutes at least. Bro, how do you go to the beach and not take off your shirt, bro?
So, long story... But we went, and you know, when you bring a kid, you bring Gianna, she's a baby, so everything's about her, right? You gotta bring all her stuff, make sure she has all her stuff. Nikki and I weren't really planning on swimming, so we were just like junk clothes, so we can sit around in the sand.
But Nikki was wearing a bathing suit, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't. We didn't go swimming or anything. So it was just all about her. We weren't even tanning anyways, because we back in the day, you put baby oil on. You want to get dark, and you want to get all tanned up. Now we're like, okay, skin cancer, sun cancer. So we're sun cancer, you know, skin cancer. So now we like lotion up with like 1,000 SPF. So we don't tan anyway. So I'm sitting
sure
under the umbrella.
Was it 9,000 SPF?
Over 9,000. You know how many comments I got on my boosted board video? There's not 9,000 boards there. You guys are crazy liars. How many comments? I'm like, oh my god, it's a meme.
Nobody understood it.
Nobody understood.
Oh, god. Yeah, does that mean we're old? We're so old. That over 9,000 is now not even like understood.
No, nobody knows that meme. To be the memers, not everybody's a memer. Not everybody knows every meme. Do you know the Doge meme?
The Doge meme, that shit's hilarious.
No, you don't know that. So yeah, they just didn't know. What others? There's maybe he's trolling me. I don't know. But anyways, so we weren't planning to do that. Plus, we had go to my parents after and have dinner. So it's like
just get to the short end of it. Why didn't you take off your shirt?
The short end of it was I wasn't tanning. I wasn't going in the water. I just left my shirt on.
But you had to have 10,000 SPF.
No,
I said, it was over 9,000.
So just take off my shirt to put on 10,000 SPF and sit on the umbrella and then leave anyways. But,
yeah, you're at the beach.
What?
Hold on. You're at the beach. It was hot. Was it not hot?
I get that aspect
of it. And you were wearing a black shirt.
Bro, was it hot? I was in the shade. It was a cool breeze. It wasn't that hot. It was a nice cool breeze coming from the ocean.
It must be, especially with that shirt on.
Well, because of my surgery, I've got the scar, I've got bandages, I haven't shaved in a while. I'm not at my fittest, but it wasn't hot, I wasn't tanning, I wasn't in the water, I was managing my one-year-old. So because of all those reasons, and with my sling and bandages, I can't lift my arm, it's a project to get my shirt off. So there was a million reasons in one. Yes, you are right about being at the beach and you should your shirt off, but that's the only thing.
Does that mean you go to sleep with your shirt on too?
I sleep with my shirt on.
Do you have sex with your shirt on too?
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Nikki's like, I mean, your wife. Yeah, spilled the beans. I told everybody your wife's name. Anyway, so she's like, all right, baby, let's get it on. Just take your pants
off.
Some
people keep their
what about
socks
the shirt?
On.
Black people. Oh, no! They're getting racist.
Yo, I can't believe you said that.
You know, David Cho talked about it. And the funny thing is, as I watch some porn, I'm like, oh my god.
Wait, you're watching porn now? What?
I just missed the turn. We got too caught up. Good, it'll give us
a couple
extra minutes.
Tell us about what the porn you're watching.
It's apparently a BBC. It was just some
guy on like, guy BBC?
Well, of course, I'm gay. Remember coming out the closet every episode. So, no, it's just like he's got his shoes and his socks and like they're on. He's like completely naked. And it just doesn't make sense why it's like that. But yeah. Black people love to wear their shoes and socks and you're having sex. I don't know. And you apparently like to wear your shirt when you're having sex. Right? Do you keep the sling
like,
on?
I don't like to wear my shirt.
Wait, when you're sex, do you keep the sling on too?
My shoulder, it's very complicated to take off.
And so do you keep the sling on when you're having sex?
If yes, because... Because
if you didn't and you were somehow like aroused to use that arm,
you know, I could take it off.
It'd probably hurt. It would hurt.
I've taken it off before. I mean, I'm not like glued to this thing, but it's just it's a process.
No, but what I'm saying is it's beneficial for you to keep it on, because if you didn't, right, and like you're doing it from doggy style, right?
Okay, it's like role playing. I'm the hospital patient. She's the nurse.
Yeah, but in role play, they're really rough. And if your wife is rough on you, you'd be like, babe, chill the fuck out. This is role play, but I really am hurt.
How do we get into this from the death penalty?
Well, what kind of kinky stuff was it then? Besides the black
snuff,
shirt.
Snuff. It's snuff films.
Did you have a cock ring on? A used one?
No, only new.
Oh, God. See, at least we're talking about sex now, too. We went to talking about death to sex.
It's a family show.
It should be, but it's not anymore.
Jin keeps missing the turns.
No, I got
we're
it.
We're so into this podcast.
I just realized, are we going to have listeners, like, under, let's say, 15, 16 years old? They're going to be like,
Nah, probably not. I don't think anybody really knows what a podcast is. Let's ask everybody today.
But what if they're like, Uncle Gio, what's a cock ring?
I'll tell them. If they want to know. I mean, if they're of age and they want to know. Why would they have heard that?
What's the of age? Because
I learned about the facts of life, you know, in school. So I guess it's a legal time, if you want to call it that, even though it's not. At 10, fifth grade. So Sebastian, for example, is 9. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's a time and place.
Okay.
Not just going to blurt it out, but if he's coming to me, he's hearing stuff. From his friends. So is this it right here?
This is it right here.
We're pulling up
the location.
So we should probably end it.
We shall.
We're early. We could sit in the parking lot and do this.
Or I could fly my drone and take some pictures so that I don't have to stress over it during wedding day.
All right, so let's
But either way, we do have some time. So let's talk about, we talked about death penalty. We talked about killing.
We're going to talk about abortion, but we can save that till the next episode.
Yeah, let's talk about something real quick. Let's give them something to think about, to like anticipate for the next one.
Tell us what topics you want us to talk about.
No.
Do you like us talking about technology? Do you like us talking about these controversial topics? Or do you like us talking about just us and what we do during the weekend? What do you like?
I think we should just talk about what we like.
What we like?
Yeah. I mean, this podcast is about what you and I like, right? It's not like, because what if we get like, one of our listeners is like, let's say into flowers and they're like, talk about the latest daisy growth.
You like yoga and photography. What else do you like? Just something new that they don't know. What else do you like? Let's talk about it.
Food.
Okay, food. So like what, Asian food? Like what is your
travel
thing?
Travel. I love food.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I'll tell you something else that I like that I'm kind of like torn between, because I love photography, I love videography, I have all kinds of expensive videography equipment, but even in photography, I'm torn because I'm shooting a lot of like family portraits, weddings, and businesses, so it's like I'm photographing everything and not necessarily exceptionally great at anything, and on top of that, that's just a photo end. Then what about the video end?
How do we go from food back to photos?
Well, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about, right?
We know. You can talk about... Are we going to do photos and yoga every time?
No. I mean, hey, if...
So I said something new. Let's tell them something new about us.
Okay, so like... my nose hairs have been growing. Oh,
he has nothing else going on in his life, fellow guys.
I really don't.
Girls.
If there are girls listening, please hit me up. I'll let you know what my Twitter is right now.
I'll send you a picture, which you won't like.
Slide in my DM.
I sent that guy for an update on the $5 drunk.
Did you actually follow up again?
I messaged him. And I was going to send a second picture, but then I'm like, this sounds too desperate. So I just messaged him again, and I just said, hey, so what's
let
the deal?
I
guess it's a no or what? And he just hasn't responded. So.
Son of a bitch.
So I'm done. See, even that guy would not pay you to check out his junk.
Damn.
sitting so, for, wait, wait, forever, so, forever
so,
alone.
So basically what you're telling me is that I am not good at picking up girls.
Wait, do you want to pay him? We can switch up the scenario. Would you pay him to see his stuff?
Fuck no. But what I'm saying is I'm not good at picking up girls. I'm not good at picking up gay dudes.
You're good at picking up guys. Ignacio.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago.
Why don't we tell him about this shirt that you're wearing? He is so good. He could literally take the shirt off of men's backs.
I am that good, but...
Well, tell that story. That's why we love David Cho's stories. I mean, his were a lot more extravagant. But we loved it. Every time he had a new story and it was funny and it was crazy or whatever. So this story, I think we were on a guy's night out. We went to Philly. Went to a couple places. Let's name some stuff just in case we have Philly listeners. The one on the barge, where is that? It's a floating bar.
It's Penn's Landing.
But there's a floating bar.
You know what? Let's end this podcast and let them anticipate it for the next podcast.
We're going to remember this and start. Okay, we'll tell you this
story.
Listen
to the last, like, you know, minute of it.
We'll listen to this story and we'll talk about it.
Let me cue up.
Cliffhanger, guys.
Okay, let me cue up the outro. Okay, ready? Since we almost got the intro. The outro on the count of three. One, two, and...